If scientists want to understand how Delaware's coast responds to storms and sea level rise, they need high-resolution snapshots of what the shape of a beach, offshore, and marshes are like right now. They can use them as a baseline to measure storm effects. That's where coastal mapping, measuring the shape of the beach to the offshore with technology, comes in.
The technology and the technical approaches to how we map and understand the environment is changing at such a rapid pace. And as scientists and engineers, we need to try to keep up with that.
Art Trembanis is a geology professor at the University of Delaware. Along with other industry professionals, scientists, and engineers, Trembanis participated in a boot camp last week to measure Delaware's Broadkill Beach with infrared sensors, drones, and autonomous kayaks. The goal, he says, is to create baseline measurements that can be compared against what's found in the area following future storms.
This provides a kind of a really useful natural laboratory for us to get a sense of, if we can get a snapshot of what this beach is like now, then we can reference it and look at differences. And that's really where we get a sense of the changes to the environment.
January's major snowstorm eroded portions of Broadkill Beach, with wave heights exceeding those during Hurricane Sandy. It cost millions of dollars to build the beach out again with 6 million cubic yards of sand. So it was a good place to start.
In the distance, we have an autonomous underwater vehicle, two of them actually out there. You can't see because they're underwater. They're getting down below the surface and mapping using sound waves to map the seafloor. And we want to know everything we can about it.
Scientists broke the mapping into three pieces. A variety of unmanned aerial vehicles with cameras covered the air. The ocean's surface was handled with autonomous surface vehicles, including kayaks and a remote-controlled boat, or Z-boat. Autonomous underwater vehicles dove below the surface.
The new technology is not about abandoning the approaches that we've had. Using traditional surface ships or on-the-ground beach surveys is not going away, and we're not trying to replace that. We're just trying to augment that. We want to try to have this what we call force multiplication so that we can get out and cover more area simultaneously.
Autonomous technology has efficiently cut down the time this work takes. Luis Rodriguez from the Naval Academy Oceanography Lab says researchers used to drive a small boat and dip a sensor into many areas of the water.
And we couldn't do that fast enough to be simultaneously in a time with whatever the water is doing, either a tidal cycle. So this will do it a lot faster, so that way we can see in one tidal cycle more of a wider range of area.
So it saves a lot of time.
Time and money.
Mark Ryan, the CEO of Ryan Media Lab, a drone manufacturing company, captured photos of the landscape from the air.
It's aerial reconnaissance, and you know, our system is tethered, so it provides an extra level of reliability when you have other people and drones moving around. So we define a perimeter and we stay there and we operate within a kind of like a safe bubble.
Ryan says drones can safely map these types of areas from several vantage points without putting people at risk of injury. Following last week's work, Trembanis says the next step is to 3D print the data.
So you can actually hold in your hand a part of the coastline, scaled down, but then you can actually feel where there's bumps and ridges, where the dune is. You can tell where the beach has been built up and where it's more eroded away. It's actually a very strong way to sort of connect our senses to understanding the environment.
Researchers also plan to map Bethany Beach this year. Trembanis says this approach can be used up and down the Delaware coast and beyond. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.